Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mike McDowd. Russell Jackman is still on assignment, that rascal. And at each commercial break, we're going to ask a trivia question. Today's trivia theme is movie trivia. We thought we'd give it a specific title this time. And in the next segment, we've got a surprise guest. I'll give a little intro. Many years ago, when I got into radio back in 2009, Coach Ron Tunick was the co-host on a business show in on KNBR, the main station in San Francisco for the San Francisco Giants. And I kind of joined the team, and Coach and I had a relationship, even though he was in Southern California, I was in Northern California. And we continued kind of ever since, kept in touch, and had him on the sports show a couple of times because that rascal, we call him Coach Ron Tunick, because he knows a lot about college football. And he was coaching baseball many, many years ago. And we'll talk a lot about college football today because it's getting into the exciting season, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah, well, listen, I just had a chance to chat with Coach Ron. He was at Cal Lutheran. I don't know what they're called, the Fighting Thunderbirds or something. But before we get to that, you do realize what I'm wearing. I know this is radio, but we have a YouTube audience. I'm adorned in my Christmas. I'm ready for Christmas. As you can see, yes, in the background, Santa is ready. We're, what, 20 days away? And I can't wait for Christmas, man. I love Christmas. What about you?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Now, looking forward to it, even though I don't know where my kids are going to be. They're all over the country now. So, in fact, for Thanksgiving, my wife and I went to a really nice restaurant and brought an elderly friend with us. And it was actually really, really sweet. So this is the first time in years I haven't been with my kids. But anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. When we come right back, we are going to introduce our special guest, Coach Ron Tunick. Don't touch that dial.
In the ever-evolving realm of real estate, where uncovering exceptional deals presents a challenge, a tailored solution awaits. Picture yourself receiving exclusive off-market real estate deals directly to your inbox each month, an opportunity for any astute investor. Embark on this journey at mortgageinvesting.com and delve into the potential waiting for you with Scottsdale Mortgage Investment's exclusive trade desk. This platform unveils a spectrum of opportunities, providing entry to off-market mortgage notes, including performing loans, non-performing loans, and REOs. What adds to the excitement? This carefully curated selection of deals is refreshed every single month. Ready to enhance your real estate strategy? Take definitive action now. Visit mortgageinvesting.com, enlist in the trade desk, and unveil an assortment of exclusive off-market deals with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments. Seize this opportunity. Navigate to mortgageinvesting.com today and redefine your real estate journey with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments, where exclusive possibilities converge with your investment ambitions. Act promptly and join now.
Voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown along with Mike McDowell and our special guest, Coach Ron Tunick, who I've known, gosh, for 15 years now. Coach knows a lot about the Oregon Ducks specifically. And it's funny because I'm looking at the screen here and I see kind of a green emblem, but it's not Oregon. And it's not the right color, but it is green. Coach Ron Tunick, welcome to Sports Econ 101 again.
Excited to be here, guys. Thank you for having me.
Okay. And I was just telling the audience that Oregon Ducks, that was kind of your team for a long time, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's been my team since 1992. And I'm proud of these guys. We're undefeated in regular season. We're going to play Penn State on Saturday. Penn State, believe it or not, is favored by 4.5 points. I don't know whoever made that, but I think the big issue with Oregon versus all the Big Ten schools is our speed. We've got speed that they can't cover. They can't cover our wide receivers. Our defensive team is very fast, and I think it'll be interesting, Edward and Mike, to see if Oregon influences the Big Ten in the next 5 or 6 years with a different kind of athlete.
You know, let me ask you something that's sort of generic over the whole college football thing. Is it seems like it's always hard to decide which college football team is the best since there's so many teams and not everybody gets to play each other. You know, and I like the fact that they have, you know, a championship game and you know, a little playoff type thing. But, you know, and obviously some small school is probably not going to be the best school in the country. But there's so much subjectiveness in this.
Yes, excellent point. I think two things are going to happen, which is interesting to me. One, Stanford just hired Andrew Luck to be the general manager.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It takes responsibility of the president and the regents away from hiring and firing. So college football is going to look just like the NFL in about 5 years. But to answer your question specifically, when you look at March Madness, you guys, I think we're heading towards a March Madness where we might see a 20-game, 25-game playoff, which would allow 50 games or 50 schools to be involved in a 25-game playoff. So I think we're headed that way the next 5 to 7 years. So hang on to your hats.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you know, Ron, you just mentioned Stanford hiring Andrew Luck as, quote, the general manager. Well, I got news for you. I've been around the college football game a long time. I've never heard the term general manager for in college. So that's an interesting move, a smart move, and I'll tell you why. The last several years, and I'm not going to use any foul language, that's not who I am, but Stanford sucks. They're really bad. They've been bad. They just lost to San Jose State. And San Jose State is on the move with Coach Ken Malu, the former Navy coach. So kudos to the Spartans of San Jose State because they had a pretty deep, they're bowl eligible with the, like I said, the ex Navy coach and Ken Malu. What's his last name? Did anybody pronounce it correctly? It's so horrible I can't pronounce it. But you know what I'm talking about. He's a class. I think so.
But, you know the thing that's is like. You know, in college, in football, just in general, you know, it seems like there's only so many plays you can have, especially since, you know, Newt Rockne, right? And I mean, it's got to be the players, you know? I mean, coaches do make a difference, especially with, you know, figuring out time clock and stuff like that. But, you know, you got to have the talent.
Well, now with the NIL, you know, back in the day, first of all, Cal Lutheran Kingsman, Mike, that was their nickname, the Kingsman. But you know, back in the day, if you were got a scholarship to, let's say, Oregon, and you were a 2 or 3 star player, you would be patient and wait your 1 or 2 years to get in the starting lineup. Not today. If you're a 3, 4, 5 star player, you don't start, you're going to San Jose State. You're going somewhere else. And so you're going to have parity in the next 3 to 5 years like we've never seen in college football. You're going to see teams like San Jose State become very, very competitive.
Oh, that's a really good point because you know, you want to be a bigger fish in a smaller pond. And yet with the NIL, I mean, some of these guys can actually make some pretty decent money too, can't they?
Well, I can't remember his name, but there's a kid either out of Michigan or Ohio. Listen to this. He's a quarterback. He's a 5-star player. He's got, he agreed to go to LSU, but hasn't signed his contract yet. And other schools are offering him, he's 18 years old, $8 to $9 million. Come to our school. We'll give you $8 to $9 million. I think LSU is going to give him $6 million, and he's now on the market around $8 or $9 million. So the numbers are getting. Wow is right.
Let me one quick thing before we have to go to our break because I want to bring this up too. So Mike and I were talking a little bit about this a few days ago. Georgia Tech. 8 overtimes. So I'm thinking, why don't they do like what the way the NFL does for overtime? You know, because 8 overtimes is a little ridiculous.
Well, but the reason they went to that, you guys, is they didn't want the players to be playing another hour and a half, and they're already fatigued enough, and now experience some kind of a season-ending injury. So. I watched that game. That was unusual, 8 overtimes. The all-time record is 9, and they went 8.
Right.
But normally it goes, you know, a couple of times, and 10 minutes later the game's over. So that they just wanted to shorten the time that these kids are on the field.
Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, no. I mean, that game was insane. It was ridiculous. And at one point they have to keep going for 2 points. Quite frankly, Georgia Tech outplayed Georgia, no question about it. They were much more physical. They just simply couldn't get it done. Great teams find a way to win, and that's exactly what happened. And speaking, and we'll come back, but the starting quarterback, the Washington State, is making about $300,000 now, which is pretty good dough for a college quarterback. Right now, nobody recruited him. They only had like 2 schools recruit him. He's actually the highest statistically rated quarterback in college football right now. Now other schools are throwing like $1 million at him, $1.5 million. So now he's pondering, do I stay? Do I go? To Ron's point. But, you know, money's changing the game, and college football will never be the same.
Yeah, because I mean, the old days, you know, you were getting in trouble if you offered money or accepted money.
No doubt about it.
Okay, you guys ready to go to our first trivia question here? Now, it is a reminder, Coach, if you know the answer, don't say anything until we get back from the break. Now, today we're doing movie trivia instead of just general trivia. Okay, who was noted for his cameo walk-ons in his own films?
Repeat that again.
Okay, who was noted for his cameo walk-ons in his own films? I'll give you a little hint. He's mostly noted as a director, not an actor.
Okay.
Yeah, I figured if I just asked the regular questions the way I did, it might be a little bit too confusing. So again, who was noted for his cameo walk-ons in his own films? And I'll give you a little bit of a story about it when we get back, because it is a little interesting. All right. Email Edward at sportsecon101.com. The answer to this question, who was noted for his cameo walk-ons in his own films? All right. Stay with us. You are listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowd, our special guest, Coach Ron Tunick. Here's our first trivia question, movie trivia. Who was noted for his cameo walk-ons in his own films? Anyone?
Spike Lee.
Spike Lee, no.
Spike Lee is my answer.
No. Who's the guy that did Pulp Fiction?
No, Quentin Tarantino.
Not Tarantino?
No.
No? Everybody's known for that. Dang.
Well, we'll give you half credit for that one. That's not the one I was thinking of. Actually, Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh.
Yeah, so, great. Yeah, good question.
Here's a little funny backstory. Apparently, they were like missing an actor for something, so he decided to do it. And what ended up happening was people, the next few films, I mean, he would sit in the audience watching his own films just to see people's audio or people's reaction. And they were not paying as much attention to the film as to try to see if they could find Alfred Hitchcock in the movie. So what he ended up doing was in a few films later, he would like come on like in the first scene so that people would go, oh, there he is. And then they'd pay attention to the film. Kind of interesting, you know?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, by the way, that quarterback was talking to John Mateer at Washington State. He's thrown for 2,707 yards, 26 touchdowns, only 6 interceptions. That's pretty impressive. And also, Miller Moss, the starting quarterback at USC, is leaving the Trojans. Go figure, after the Trojans lose to my Fighting Irish, baby.
Yeah, Notre Dame. I remember when I was a kid, we used to watch Notre Dame highlights on Sunday morning from the Saturday games. And, I mean, they kind of lost favor. But the Notre Dame's back, huh?
They're back. I mean, there's a resurgence, and Coach Marcus Freeman has done an incredible job up there. And even though he's an Ohio State guy, there is worry that Freeman's going to leave Notre Dame for the Ohio State job, because the Ohio State head coach, his head's on the chopping block. And so unless they win a national title, the rumor is that he's gone. But Marcus Freeman's very loyal to Notre Dame. And not only that, he converted to being a Catholic there. And so they love him. They love his energy. But they got to show him the money. Got to show him the money, baby. That's what it's all about.
You know, it's funny. My daughter went to Tulane for her her undergrad, and Tulane was really never known for anything, but then suddenly I'm looking and in their conference they're rated like 12th or 14th, and they're going to play Army, the Tulane Angry Waves. It's like, great. Oh, you okay?
I'm here. So there's another little leaky rumor out there that the kid from Notre Dame, the coach, may go to the Chicago Bears, may be the next coach of the Chicago Bears.
Yeah,
that quarterback for Notre Dame, Riley Leonard, I think he's going to be a pretty good pro quarterback. You know, who's the SC fan? Ed's the SC fan? Or Mike?
Which guy now? I'm sorry.
Who was the question? Somebody said they were SC was their team.
No. Notre Dame's my team. SC's starting quarterback.
Good for you.
I mean, USC's quarterback is leaving, and so
Miller
but
Moss,
you know,
yeah, Miller Moss
yeah,
is going to the NIL. I don't think he'll get $1 million. He could get a couple $100,000, but the kid that played Saturday, I didn't care for his decision making at all. I mean, they got to find a quarterback, SC, or they're going to be at the bottom of the barrel again.
Well, I mean, what about Coach what's his name from Oklahoma? I mean, I call him Coach what's his name because he is just underperformed. I mean,
Riley.
Coach Riley. I mean. That guy is, again, he's on the chopping block. A lot of the big SC alum want to see him gone. And, you know Southern California. Let me ask you this question. It's very important. Southern California, La La Land, Tinseltown. Why in the world can't USC and UCLA be a top level program with all the NIL, all the Hollywood marketing moguls, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, come on, SC is really, they've tanked to a new level.
Mike, that is the question that in Southern California people have been asking for the last 25 years. I'll answer the UCLA question. Their administration could care less about football. They're a basketball school. I thought when Chip Kelly went there, they would change everything, but they didn't give him the money. Remember, it's a public university, and they're not going to spend $3, $4, $5 million on a player like SC, which is a private university. But I agree with you. I think the donors and the big money guys at SC aren't going to put up with Riley much longer. He may have one more year, but if he doesn't go and get 9 or 10 wins next year and get in the playoffs, he's gone. You're right. He will be gone. UCLA is another story. I think UCLA, like Cal and other public schools, are really going to be challenged. You know, you guys are smart guys, so I'll call you both professors. Professors at UCLA are making $150,000 to $250,000. Now you're going to go pay an 18-year-old kid $5 million? I don't think that's going to sit well with these professors.
Yeah, but the thing is, the professors are not the ones who are bringing in the extra money, right?
The money.
Get some kid, and if he brings in extra money from alumni, TV, commercial, you know, whatever, he's worth it. That's why, like, sales is the best. It should be the best paying job, because that's where the income comes from, is the guys making sales. Like, I remember when I used to do a lot of insurance work, there were guys making over $1 million a year selling insurance. And the CEO of the entire insurance company was making, you know, $300,000 a year, because the salesmen are the ones who were making all the money for the company. So same thing here. It's like, you know, if we've talked about this before, that the king and queen of England, you know, back when, you know, we look and we go, how do these guys get so rich? And, you know, because they don't really have any power anymore. And what do they do for the country? Well, they bring in tourism. So they actually kind of, they earn it just from the standpoint that they bring in a lot more tourists than would be there. You know what I mean?
So no, that's an excellent point. Yeah, you're spot on. But when you go back to these universities, there still is that undertow of academia that affects the, let's say, the board of directors or the regents of the school. There's a lot of stuff that goes on, you guys, behind the scenes that the public never sees, never hears. So that's why I brought up that statement about the professors.
It causes a lot of
angst on the campuses. Go ahead.
Okay, so I wonder also, with all the wokeism and anti-Israel stuff that went on, there are a lot of parents who are saying, you know what, you're not going to that school. I mean, like,
yeah,
even
right.
You know, now Harvard, you don't really think of in sports, but academia, you do. And it's like, if my kids were, you know, young enough, let's say, to start going to college, I wouldn't send them to Harvard. I'd be embarrassed to send them there. So I think it's the same thing. Didn't USC have a big issue with the protests and that sort of thing?
Yeah. You guys are smarter than you look. I'm telling you. Right on.
We're on radio.
When you look at the future of colleges, you guys, the curriculum has to change. I think your comment about not sending your kid to a certain school is spot on. I think the schools that can send these kids into a culture in which they can make a living is going to be more important. Right now in Southern California, I don't know how it is in Northern California, you've got master's degree kids waiting on tables at restaurants. They can't find the jobs because they haven't been, I don't want to get into politics, but they just haven't been educated about the real world. Let me leave it at that. I'll leave it at that.
Well, then there's a lot more need for plumbers and electricians and carpenters. you know, than people with, you know, philosophy degrees and underwater basket weaving, you know.
Well, I mean, that's interesting because skilled trades, you know, these guys come out as apprentices and so forth, make $100,000 at high school. But yet society looks down upon people like that, which is an absolute joke, a travesty.
Yeah.
I mean, at least the elite do, okay? So, I mean, we all know many of people who are electricians and plumbers and do AC who are extremely bright guys, a lot brighter than me. And, you know, kudos to them because they're making some good money.
They're not brighter than Edward Brown, though. In Colorado Springs, you guys, they have all these high schools. They have a science high school. They have a high school if you want to go into the construction. I'm telling you, Colorado Springs is so far ahead of the rest of the country. It is amazing. If your kid wants to go into the construction industry, there's a high school that'll do that. There's also a high school that is a military high school. They have all these different programs here. It's unbelievable.
Wow, that's crazy. Hey, guys, let's go to our next commercial break here. Here we go. We're running out of time. Okay. This one, again, another movie question. This one's, I think, a little easier. Who played the monster in the 1931 film Frankenstein?
Oh, boy.
All right. Stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance. With state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is. So you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all-lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplace, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Element Day Spa, located inside the hotel, offers individual and couples packages with treatments inspired by Tahoe's nature. The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa, located close to all South Lake Tahoe summer and winter activities. Perfect for individual and group getaways to the lake and mountains. No added resort fees here. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com.
Just minutes from LAX, the Lum Hotel offers travelers a comfortable and convenient stay in an exciting neighborhood. Its prime location provides easy access to major attractions such as SoFi Stadium, Hollywood Park, and the future home of the LA Clippers. You'll enjoy a fitness center, resort-style pool, and rooftop bar. The perfect spot for dining after a game, enjoying craft cocktails before a concert, or just having a casual dinner. The Lum Hotel just recently opened, so book your reservations now at lumhotel.com. That's L-U-M Hotel.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Mike McDowell and our special guest, Coach Ron Tunick. All right, our second movie trivia question. Who played the monster in the 1931 film Frankenstein? Anyone?
Oh, that's easy. I got that one. John Wayne. That's easy.
You got that one?
John Wayne.
Going with
I was
going to
say,
Wait, seriously? Is that your question? That's your answer?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to go with Babe Ruth.
Come on, guys. Boris Karloff.
Who?
Boris Karloff.
Hey, oh, Boris. Jeez.
Boris. Yeah, Okay, the next question, I promise you, will be even easier. And you guys better get this one. Okay. But we'll ask it at the next trivia question here. All right. Guys, how about a little pro football? What's going on?
How about this? I'm Ron doesn't know this, but I'm in the Jacksonville, Florida area, land of the sunshine and freedom, by the way. We live in a free state here. Trevor Lawrence got his butt kicked against the Texans on Sunday. He was really hit with a vicious blow to the head. Texas linebacker Azeez Al-Shaari, whatever the heck his name is, came in with a forearm to the helmet in the face as Trevor Lawrence was sliding. It was one of the big cheap shots of the NFL season. And as a result, Ashir is out for three games. And I don't know, man. It's a vicious, rough sport. But that was one of the things that stood out, especially in this area. I don't know if you guys saw, but it was a big topic of conversation around the NFL.
Mike, don't be a wussy boy. Come on.
I'm with you.
It's a violent sport. I played it in high school and college. It's a violent sport. I actually watched that game, saw that hit, and I'm not defending him, but he started his defensive maneuver as Trevor was sliding. It was just one of those odd things. It was horrible. And I think Trevor Lawrence, you guys, for me, is one of the big disappointments. I followed him at Clemson. I loved everything he did. He's been a bust in the NFL, and I don't know why. Is it Jacksonville? You guys tell me why Trevor Lawrence has been a bust for the last 5-6 years. Disappointed.
Well,
team around them, you know, right?
I mean, you got to have players, you got to have receivers, you got to have an offensive line. I don't know if Trevor Lawrence, you know, I don't really see him throwing the long ball very well. He can go short routes pretty quickly. The other thing, and I'm just going to say it because he ruined our team, my team, the 49ers, is their general manager, Trent Baalke. He's the worst. Get him out of Jacksonville. I mean, he's ruined this team. Of course, players play the game. Let's face it, it's a players' league. Okay, you got to have great players. Coaches coach, but it's a players' league. It's the same deal with college football. Players play the game. But Ron, to your point, Trevor Lawrence has been a big disappointment. At the same time, what is around him is not very good right now, and it's a struggling team. They may be vying for a number one draft pick. We'll see. But Jaguars are not good. So that's the bottom line. There's some other teams that are not very good either right now. One of them happens to be from the West Coast to the city by the bay called Santa Clara, the 49ers. They're having a rough year. They were horrible against the Buffalo Bills the other night in the snow, but it was quite a game to see in the snow.
What the hell happened? I've been a 49ers fan most of my life. What word do I want to say? Frustrated. They have so much talent. I thought Brock Purdy. I wanted to adopt him as a son. Oh, my okay. God, Mike Edward. I'm so frustrated with the Niners. Is Shanahan overrated?
Yes. I mean, obviously you can't control players getting hurt. But some of these calls I've seen, it's just ridiculous. Debo just you can tell he don't like playing in the snow. nobody does. but you can tell he was very tentative. These guys, they gotta have the right equipment, cleats, etc. Go ahead, Mike.
And Edward, the knock on Kyle Shanahan is he's doing too much. He's calling the plays, and perhaps the conversation is that maybe he should just call plays and let somebody else but he's the overall manager, and for whatever reason, that skill set doesn't seem to be his strength. And look at some of the games, especially the big games, the Super Bowls, where the 49ers have blown, especially in Atlanta and other things. But Kyle Shanahan he's got talent, but right now he's on the hot seat. Christian McCaffrey is out, some of the great players, but this is a team that is struggling, and I don't know, some rebuilding has to come back.
Mason's out too. You got two of the running backs out. You got a kid coming off the taxi squad that's going to start on Sunday. The Niners have one of the best blocking schemes on the offensive line in the entire NFL. Whoever their offensive line coach does a heck of a job with their blocking. Yeah.
Trent Williams was
great. Their losing record is so frustrating to me. I think when you look at the Rams, the conference that they play in, I think the Rams have a chance this year to win that conference. And I don't know. There's so much talent that's spread out. The NFL wanted parity. They got it. Is it a week-to-week league? They got it. I don't even know who's the best team in the NFL. My favorite team, the Kansas City Chiefs, are barely hanging on.
Yeah. Hey, I know Bills look strong. I don't know Pittsburgh might kind of skip a guy.
No, Kansas City, and I'm right now, I'm going to go with Jared Goff, the Detroit Lions. Kansas City and the Lions are the two top teams, in my opinion. I mean, to Ron's point, you look at the NFC West, and you see the Rams are 6-6, the Cardinals are 6-6, the Niners 5-7, and Seattle is 7-5. In my opinion, the West really is one of the weaker divisions. Although if you look at the South, Atlanta's 6-6, Tampa's 6-6. I mean, that's a pretty bad division there. New Orleans,
nobody
Carolina.
Nobody wants to win the West. They all want to go on vacation. Nobody wants to win.
But the NFC South is a horrible division too. So I mean, right now, who's the best? The NFC. I'm going with Detroit Lions. What do you think?
Question to you two Harvard trained experts. is parity in the NFL? Do you think does that help the fan base, or does that frustrate the fan base when everybody is on basically an equal playing field? Parity. What's your thought about that, you guys?
What does parity mean? No, I'm just kidding.
Is that a comedy? Is that a movie? A parody?
Listen, I've only had 6 years of high school.
That's why you don't want to send your kids to Harvard. Because you're too bright.
Yeah. wait a minute. So your question again on parity is what? That it's too even, or
there's too much parity?
I'm a sports junkie. I'm a football junkie. I'm a Dodger. If you cut me open, it's Dodger blue. But I don't know. I can't root for 32 football teams.
Yeah, but when it was like always, almost like, with Yankees and Dodgers back in the 50s, right? I mean, or it was, Pittsburgh always had a good team, or Dallas always had a good team in football. I mean, it's kind of nice to get a little closer. I kind of like the idea of it being a little bit more parody, because it makes it really exciting when it gets to the end, you know?
Okay, here's another question for you two giants of intellect. Doesn't parody create mediocrity? Yes, it does!
Well, you answered your own question.
Oh, there you go then.
If all the teams are, you know, 8-8, then I get it, you know, because somebody has to win. But I don't think it's so even, right? I mean, you got the Lions are way ahead, and then Kansas City and Buffalo. I mean, you got some major teams in there that aren't equal, right? I mean, their records are much better.
I mean, you look at that NFC North. You got Detroit 11-1, Minnesota 10-2, Green Bay 9-3, and then the Bears the worst at 4-8. So you look at that conference, and then you jump up to the East, and the Eagles are 10-2. So there's some parity there, but also there's some teams that are just elite as well. So I think that's something to keep in mind. But yeah, parity is a beautiful thing, and sometimes, but you know. I think fans like parody. Apparently Ron doesn't, but that's okay. I don't know.
Like you said, how much parody is there when you have the Lions and Minnesota way ahead of everyone?
Yeah.
Right? And Philip,
if you invite me back for my annual visit next year, those five or six teams will be 8-8.
Maybe. I mean, definitely in the West, where you have, you know, what the Seahawks are, what, 7-5. That's the best team in the West. I mean, that's a parody. They're all lousy.
Pretty much.
Yeah. That's but when you have hurt players, I mean, if the 49ers were not as hurt as they were, I'm sure I got to think their record's got to be a lot better. I mean, they have, you know. Purdy was hurt. McCaffrey again is hurt. Ayuk is out for the whole season. I can't believe that they paid Lenore so much. He got some monster contract. And I look at this guy; he seems to get beat all the time. I don't get it. Fred Warner, yeah, he gets a big contract, but and Bosa's out too. So. You know, I don't know. Maybe start playing the third stringers and see how they do.
Those Bosa brothers, they only play half the year. They're both of them. They're hurt all the time.
Yeah.
I don't get it. They're hurt all the time. You're in Jacksonville, right, Mike. So your owner, I don't know if he lives in this country. He's Indian. He would love to move Jacksonville to London. What do you think of that move?
Oh, I heard about that.
It's not going to happen because they're building a brand new, $2 billion stadium. So, I mean, he's got his wish. They're going to have one of the best stadiums in the NFL in 2027. So I think Jacksonville is safe. They're not happy with this guy, Shad Khan. I've seen his yacht parked on the St. John's River. It's pretty damn impressive, I got to tell you.
We got to go to our last break here. Who starred with Elizabeth Taylor in the movie Cleopatra? All right, that's a little bit of an easier one. And we have a little bit of time. Okay, you ready for our silly joke of the week? So this guy walks past a pet shop, and he sees a sign that says talking dog, $5. So, yeah, I got to look at this thing. So he goes in there. He says, "Well, you get this dog for $5 that talks? I don't believe it." He says, "No, here he is." And the dog starts talking. He says, "Yeah, last week I climbed Kilimanjaro, and next week I'm going to the Antarctic to play with the penguins. And then I think I'll fly over to Hawaii and do some surfing." And the guy says, "Oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. Why is this dog only $5? He goes, because he's such a liar. He never did any of that stuff. All right, stay with us. You're listening to 101. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back with some closing comments. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowd and our special guest, Coach Ron Tunick. Question number three, who starred with Elizabeth Taylor in the movie Cleopatra? Come on. Come on.
That's an easy hello, one. I've got this one. Let me take this one. John Wayne.
Hello, Ron. Ron
John Wayne.
That's because he played for USC. That's why you like him so much. Of course, it was Richard Burton. All right.
Of course it was. I was about ready to say that. Gosh, he stole my thunder.
Yeah, we knew that one.
I knew Coach knew that one. Coach Ron Tunick, thank you again for joining us. You guys ready for our thoughts for the day? So Michael Scott from The Office said, would I rather be feared or loved? Easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me. That's kind of cute. Joan Rivers, now you know who Joan Rivers was. Joan Rivers said, you know you've reached middle age when you're cautioned to slow down by your doctor instead of by the police. Yeah, I think we can kind of relate to that. Anyone, I'll be 65 next month. I don't feel 65, you know? I mean, some of my bones feel 65, but most of me doesn't. And Coach, you're getting up there, but we love you for it.
I can't believe, Edward, you're 65 years old. Unbelievable.
I know. Well, you knew me when I was 49.
Yes, I knew you when you were a little baby boy.
A little baby boy at 49. All right, audience, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, military.
So long.